haven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, modest viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on ReCam Cable Network. In Formosa, or Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on-demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, China donates almost $6 million in aid to Benin. In good governance news, Iran President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad lauds the peaceful relationship enjoyed with neighbouring country Iraq. In environmental news, the Cisco Urban 2020 competition invites students to design a sustainable community of the future. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 5th, is the birthday of singer Alexia Vassiliou, better known as Alexia, born in Famagusta, Cyprus. Alexia has released many albums, several of which became gold and platinum. She has worked together with very talented musicians, composers, writers, and artists from many parts of the world, and continues to create new sounds through experimental work with music. Alexia has performed at benefit concerts to help her homeland of Cyprus and those in need in Greece. Thank you, Alexia, for sharing your beautiful voice with the world. May you have a delightful birthday.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Fiji. Downpours lasting nearly a week on the Pacific Island nation took a toll on human lives, infrastructure, and crops growing in the western region of the main isle. The National Disaster Management Office reported that some 6,500 people had to evacuate, with towns such as Nadi and Ba that were more affected than others.
Nisambula from Navakai Nandi, Supreme Master Qinghai. Water went into the house, 1 meter deep, and some were even higher than that. Furnitures were damaged, even electrical appliances were damaged. But we are lucky at the end of the day, we still have our family. Nobody got injured, nobody lost their lives, and we are still together as a community here.
Unfortunately, not all villages of the island were as safe. Many homes, businesses, and farms were submerged beneath waters in places that took longer to recede. On January 12th, Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $15,000 to help those most in need. This would be worth an equivalent of $168,000 in items if purchased in the United States, based on the local cost of living in Fiji. Travel costs of $2,600 were covered by our association's relief team, who flew from Australia to Fiji, where they quickly purchased food items in bulk, including flour, rice, cooking oil, sugar, and biscuits.
Members of a local Seventh-day Adventist group spontaneously offered to help pack the supplies. Despite several delays of delivering the items due to muddy conditions and landslides, the relief team was greeted by abundant warm smiles once they reached the Fijian people. Receiving Master's aid, one lady tried to explain why the villagers were so cheerful despite their situation. She said that they were glad because they received two things that day. One was food, she said, the other, love.
Thank you very much for your donation and we are very grateful for your thought and your kindness, and we wish you all the best, and may God bless you. Pinaka.
Pinaka! Pinaka! Naka.
We too are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's detailed care for all those in need. May the light of heaven touch the good-hearted Fijian people in swiftly recovering their normal productive lives, as we pray that our joint efforts to care for other beings will restore harmony to our fragile biosphere.
Floods burdened different parts of Indonesia. Not only did heavy rains destroy residential areas and farmlands in the central Sulawesi province, a river then overflowed on Java Island as well. In East Java alone, 1,500 people had to be evacuated from their completely submerged homes, adding to hundreds of other families who were forced to seek shelters and tents. In addition, higher sea waves along the southern Java coast swept away 5 young students. High tides, flash floods, and landslides have worsened in recent years due to alarming deforestation rates leading to soil erosion and stronger floods. Our prayers for the safety of the Indonesians in the affected provinces, and send our condolences to the families who have lost loved ones. May we join together in minimizing these events by extending kindness to other beings and the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai requested of our association members in Indonesia, centers, please go to help in what you can, to comfort and provide love. If need more, let Master know.
Eastern Namibia flooded by heavy rains. Heavy rains last weekend caused inundation of the homes in the Namibian town of Katima Mulio in the Kaprivi region. Around 50 people have taken refuge in the town hall since Saturday. Public Relations Officer for Katima Mulilo, Muyoba, says that up to 700 persons could be displaced in the near future as the waters are expected to rise. Local businesses and the Regional Emergency Management Unit, or REMU, have been asked to donate food for the affected residents. Our gratitude for the timely local efforts to provide aid for flood victims. We pray for the protection of the Namibian people and their resiliency in recovering the fulfillment of their day-to-day lives. May disturbing events such as these be alleviated through our greater compassion towards all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Former governor regains freedom in Colombia. Following a detainment of nearly 8 years, former governor of Meta Province, Alan Jara, has been freed by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. Members of the International Committee of the Red Cross received Mr. Jara, who expressed utmost joy over his regained freedom. "We are so glad to know of the safety of Mr. Alan Jara. Our sincere wishes for his joyful reunion with loved ones and many blessed moments of time shared together."
Venerable Dharma Master Shen Yan remembered. The highly respected Formosan or Taiwanese Buddhist teacher has passed away at age 79. Founder of the International Cultural and Educational Foundation of Dharma Drum Mountain, as well as an active environmentalist, Master Shen Yan authored over 100 publications of Chan Buddhist teachings and received many governmental awards for his humanitarian and cultural contributions.
Our deep sympathies for the passing of Venerable Dharma Master Shen Yan. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's eternal love. Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her condolences and asked our Formosan or Taiwanese association members to bring flowers as well as NT$20,000 donation for the revered master's funeral.
Crew members and aid workers freed. A Greek merchant ship and her crew members soon back on course after a Chinese ship helped ensure their safety off the coast of Somalia. In the same region, the 11-member crew of the Turkish cargo ship MV Bosphorus Prodigy was freed after 7 weeks of detainment, with 8 Ukrainians and 3 Turks safely released. And in Afghanistan, 2 United Nations World Food Programme, or WFP, workers detained since the beginning of the year were freed with the negotiating help of local tribal elders. We thank heavens for the protection and safe release of the innocent crew members and the United Nations aid workers. May they be graced with comfort and security as they are reunited with loved ones.
Habitat for Humanity founder Millard Fuller remembered. The creator of an affordable housing system that has benefited millions of less fortunate passed away at age 74. After becoming a self-made millionaire in his 20s, Mr. Fuller gave away all his possessions and dedicated his life to expressing his Christian faith through service to others. He was presented with many accolades for his selfless achievements, including the highest U.S. honor of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, as well as the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Qinghai. We express our condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Millard Fuller, whose time in this world has left it a better place. May his soul continue to shine in peaceful union with God's everlasting light and love.
Dog helps injured caregiver home. Teresa Milewski of Batavia, Illinois, USA, was walking in the woods near her house close to evening on a cold and icy day. Suddenly she fell and broke her arm. The pain was so immense that she could not move, let alone get up on her own. As no one could hear her cries for help, she called out for Kirby, her 20-month-old 156-pound American Mastiff, who happened to be outside and came to her immediately. The normally playful puppy realized that Miss Malweski was in trouble and very gently stood by while Miss Malweski helped herself up by holding onto his neck. He then followed her closely all the way home, helping her up a second time when she fell again on the trail. A hero's salute to you, Kirby. You are a true friend and amazingly sensitive companion. We wish Ms. Malweski a quick recovery and many more years of happiness and friendship with her noble canine friend.
For his devotional friendship and timely intuitive assistance, Supreme Master Qinghai is recognizing Kirby with the Shining World Hero Award.
Save our planet. U.S. energy provider gives wind power option. Allegheny Power of Pennsylvania, USA is offering its clients the option of buying sustainable wind energy credits. Through a partnership with wind farms across the country, the Allegheny Renewable Energy Program allows customers to purchase in 100 kilowatt hour blocks with 200 kilowatt hours of wind energy, saving the carbon dioxide equivalent of planting over 1 acre of trees. Bravo, Allegheny Power of Pennsylvania, for providing customers with an eco option in alignment with their eco consciousness. May we continue to take steps to tread lighter on our planet.
Save our planet. New amphibian species found. Returning from a recent expedition in northwestern Colombia, researchers from the nonprofits Conservation International and the Ecotropica Foundation report finding 10 new amphibian species, including the orange-legged rain frog and transparent glass frogs. Encouraged by these new discoveries, Scientific Director of Conservation International Colombia, Jose Vicente Rodriguez Mejia, said, "The high number of new amphibian species is a sign of hope, even with the serious threat of extinction that this animal group faces in many other regions of the country and the world. We are thrilled at the discovery of the new animal co-inhabitants in Colombia. Blessed be our efforts in helping to preserve their precious habitat."
Save our planet. Google unveils Google Ocean. As an addition to the popular Google Earth software, Google Ocean is now available for virtual navigation beneath the sea. This new software combines satellite imagery, underwater photographs, and video of thousands of marine species along with scientific data, which convey images of the ocean floor, coral reefs, and even the melting of the Arctic sea ice cover. Awareness of our marine world's environmental predicament is also part of Google Ocean's informative message. Kudos, Google, on the launch of Google Ocean. We look forward to this new tool bringing abundant enjoyment as well as awakening the care needed to restore the health and beauty of our seas.
Save our planet. Climate change-induced drought impacts lives worldwide. In Africa's Sierra Leone, the water company has imposed rationing throughout Kanema, the country's third largest city, as the region's water table level has fallen to drastically low levels due in part to deforestation around the dams supplying water. In South Africa, the National Defence Force has begun transporting water to towns in the Eastern Cape that have run out, with rationing already in effect in many other regions. It is feared that if adequate rains do not arrive by April, the area will not be able to cope with the additional demand brought on by tourists and residents at that time. In the Middle East, Palestine has only received 30% of its average rainfall this winter, and Jordan is also facing a water deficit. The Jordanian government is prohibiting crops needing large amounts of water and is commencing desalination processes as well as digging more wells. We send our sincerest prayers for the situation to soon improve for all those affected by water shortages. Let us do our part in restoring more life-sustaining conditions by quickly turning to gentler, earth-saving lifestyles. During an international seminar in August 2008, in answer to a question regarding the natural disasters, Supreme Master Ching Hai had answered as follows.
Nowadays, disasters are more frequent than ever. If it's not earthquake, then it's a storm, typhoon, drought. This even more permanent disaster than just an earthquake, which lasts not long. And the bad karma has to be paid. If the people turn to noble lifestyle, just even be vegetarian to save the planet, to save the animals, that's enough to save them also.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith, regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings.
Buddhism. All meat eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cow die. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints about keeping the 10 precepts.
Christianity. Meat for the belly and the belly for meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was dewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes, I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahadharata Anu.
Islam, Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism, a true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kirtanga.
Judaism, and whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible, blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism, those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism, do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism, the offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The Supreme Path of Discipleship.
Zoroastrianism, those plants, I, Ahura, Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Save our planet. Indonesia announces plans to create 136 villages that are energy self-sufficient through the use of local natural resources, which will also open new jobs.
Save our planet. The European Commission calls upon 10 remaining member states to join in compliance with European Union air quality standards for the protection of the environment and public health.
I'm Buna the Farlawella, and I live on a delicious plant-based diet. I have a tip to share with you on reducing your power use. When cooking, use pots and pans that fit the size of the burner. A 6-inch pan on an 8-inch burner can waste 40% of the energy, which is released into the air. Also, use flat-bottomed cookingware when you can. It covers the burner more efficiently to help conserve heat, which in turn saves electricity. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
World news. China donates almost $6 million in aid to Benin. The funding will be used for the Chinese to help construct a flyover bridge at Benin's capital city, Cotonou. It is part of an accord signed between the two countries, stating their plan to work together in economic and technological areas. The agreement was signed by Chinese Ambassador to Benin, Mr. Gong Wanbin, and Benin's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Jean-Marie Azus. Our appreciation, China, for your generous contribution and support of Benin's development. May the citizens of both nations be blessed with long-time peace and prosperity.
In good governance news, Iran and Iraq enjoy friendship. During a meeting between Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, the Iranian leader highlighted the warm relationship between the two countries. He stated it is a peaceful and stable model for other nations in the region. Furthermore, he said that there was the possibility for improved economic exchanges between the two neighbors. We respectfully laud the commitment of both Iran and Iraq to developing mutually beneficial and harmonious relations. May all nations be graced with a spirit of brotherly love. Coming up, students are invited to design a sustainable community of the future. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, calling news for a friendly world. In environmental news, global networking companies sponsor sustainable community contest. The Cisco Urban 2020 competition has invited university students in the United Kingdom and Ireland to design an urban environment for the coming years. Mr. Neil Crockett, Director of Public Sector Operations at Cisco UK and Ireland, said, "The global imperatives of climate change have transformed the way in which countries, businesses, communities and people plan for the future." The winning submission will receive a £2,000 prize. Our sincere thanks, Cisco, for sponsoring this thoughtful project. We wish the contestants the best of luck as all Earth co-inhabitants strive for a viable tomorrow.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Hair Etiquette.
Teacher said to the student, "Your hair is such a mess. Didn't you comb it?" The boy said, No, sir. The teacher asked, "What would you say if I came into the class looking like that myself?" The boy said, "I would be very polite and not mention it."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I am very delighted to choose your station as one of the best stations in my heart. Your attention to the birds and animals propel my belief that very soon global warming will be a thing of the past. Be veg, go green. Jacob, Nigeria.
Genuine Jacob, your supportive words are much appreciated. May the world's citizens soon realize that we must return to compassionate and virtuous living to save this planet. As Supreme Master Ching Hai has consistently recommended, the one simple action of being veg can halt global warming. Please share this urgent information with as many of your co-citizens and government leaders as possible. Heaven bless you and all the loving people of Nigeria.
Do you have a heartline today? Your comments and constructive news from your area of the world are much appreciated. Stay tuned for more uplifting programs on Supreme Master Television, accessible for viewing all around the world 24 hours a day.
May the brilliant celestial light illuminate your path.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With the number of vegetarian children in the United States on the rise, 52% of all school districts now offer vegetarian and 15% offer vegan meals to their students.
9 Arab foreign ministers meet in Abu Dhabi to build greater solidarity in supporting the Arab Peace Initiative and a unified Palestine.
Residents in Orlac or Vietnam can now enjoy access to a free national online library as well as greater opportunity to connect with other readers electronically.
India's Deputy High Commissioner presents a consignment of medicines to the Sri Lankan Health Minister as the first installment of a larger pledged total aid package.
Animated comedy Kung Fu Panda won in 10 categories at the 36th Annual Annie Awards, including Best Voice Actor for Dustin Hoffman, who played martial arts guru Shifu.
Financial professional Sarah Lim, who spends her lunch hours in Malaysia rescuing stray dogs, has now helped 70 of the canines find permanent homes.
Iran launches her first domestically designed and constructed satellite, the OMID, meaning hope, which will be transmitting measurement data in its orbits of Earth.
OLAC or Vietnam and Switzerland agree to mutual visa exemptions for diplomats traveling between their countries.
France approves a humanitarian project of rebuilding the Al-Quds Hospital in Gaza, along with offering her support for Palestinian reconciliation and national unity.
A center in Sapporo, Japan, established by the Hokkaido Guide Dogs Association in 1978, has helped care for over 200 retired service canines who enjoy their remaining years there. Details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com.